Andrew Marshall meets the stars.
Hello, welcome to the programme. I'm Andrew Marshall. Hope you've had a good week. I've had a nice rest during the week, and I hope you have as well. Now, let me tell you about today's programme, because later on I'm going to be meeting Dr. Hook. Ray Ipat-Sawyer from Dr. Hook is my guest. We're going to be hearing some of their great songs. But first of all, we're going to be talking about some heroic failures, people who set out to conquer the world and fail miserably. And I can promise you, it's going to be a very funny programme indeed. Why do you feel that success is overrated?
I've always felt that successful people are pretty much the same. They've got the same qualities, and they're all sort of determined and have aggression and will to win and all of these things, so none of which interest me very much. I think it's rather dull. Whereas everybody who does something badly or is spectacularly unsuccessful it has tremendous individuality.
I mean, what sort of skills do you need to have to be thoroughly awful at something?
Well, you've got to do something really badly. You require style, genius, utter individuality. For example, I always remember being impressed by the world's worst bullfighter, who was in the first book of Heroic Failures and has not been overtaken, which is a man called El Gallo, who in 37 years in the bull ring did not kill one bull, and his brother used to stand by the ring and jump in and kill them to save the family honour. And the point about El Gallo was the style of the man. I mean, not only was a bull safer with him than with most vets, but also he trained by smoking cigars, he used to dedicate the bull to three different senoritas and throw flowers, and he went through the whole thing. And then, when it came to killing the bull, he said, "I no kill the bull. I like the bull wink at me." I know he likes it. He actually liked these bulls. And it's the style of the man that's so impressive. And even Ernest Hemingway wrote a little chapter in his bullfighting book on this great man. And now, a successful bullfighter just goes out, swaggers around, shows off, and kills the bull. Who's interested in that?
But one of the great problems was that your first book was an incredible success.
It was that great embarrassment to me. And I urge people not to buy this one, The Return of Heroic Failures. It's absurdly expensive, £9.95. Borrow one. Don't go around buying these things, because it really does embarrass me when this happens. Because I collect these things because I love the stories. I get a kind of religious excitement when I come across something that is obviously worse than has ever been done before. That's the important thing about it. I remember, for example, that when the first book of Heroic Failures came out, I thought there would never be a follow-up, because how could I or any of my fellow humans improve upon the work that has already been done? And I realised that there was room to do it when I got a letter from Australia saying, "Look, the record in your first book for the smallest audience for a live show has now been overtaken." So I looked it up in the first one, and it was one. And I thought, "Well, how?" And this was one man in the audience for Babes in the Wood at Oldham, and he was wonderful, because when they split the audience up to say, "Oh yes, he does," "Oh no, he doesn't," he was willing, but very confused about it. But the point is, these people, letters poured in from Australia. I had five different correspondents writing to say, "Look, Joan Melou, the Romanian folk singer, has hired the Capitol Theatre in Melbourne to give a concert of his own folk songs. He performed in front of an audience of naught, and the show overran by 20 minutes due to encores." Now, we're dealing here with a genius. This is not just sort of run-of-the-mill. And I got such a thrill of excitement, much more excitement from that than I ever do at a Michael Jackson gig. You know, I just find it sort of dull and rather mundane.
Now, the Americans, up to now, haven't really been very impressed by...
Well, I'm delighted to say that the Book of Heroic Failures was one of the most unsuccessful books America has ever published. I don't think its sales have reached double figures as yet, and long may that remain the case.
And but Americans have become less successful, haven't they?
Well, although they don't appreciate the genius they have, I have to say that in the past decade they have been the great growth area. And in the Return of Heroic Failures, the largest single chapter is provided by Americans. For example, now that we all know the rules of American football, we are able to appreciate the brilliance of the worst American footballer, who is a man called Jim Marshall, who, when playing for the Minnesota Vikings, ran the length of the stadium, which is a long way, in the wrong direction to score for the other team. Now, the point about this is that when you score for your score a touchdown for your own team, you just merely have to beat the tackles of the opposition. He had to beat the tackles of his own side as well. Now, that makes him a much greater player than any other. He's a brilliant man. And when his coach and trainers were rushing along the touchline screaming, he just assumed it was excitement because it's the first goal he'd actually scored. I mean, it's the wrong team he scored for. But and America is full of these kind of things.